we take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch
Let's
the ground.
Let's get at the action here. The conversational action of the day. Most of the programs that cheer on the radio this time of day are all, let's get to the issues. Yeah, there are issues here, but there are mysteries to unfold, relationships to discuss, gossip to spread, all those good things. So let's exercise our Second Amendment rights, First Amendment rights, Third, Fourth, all of our amendments here as we discuss what's going on. The NSA has broken the law in many different ways. And golly gee, isn't it interesting that an advisory panel has recommended more oversight for the NSA? They must work for the United Nations, Kenny. Ken Kessler is here with the part-timers for the with the government, and then they work for the United Nations to state the obvious. That's it. We love those people who state the obvious. The obvious thing is that we have an NSA that's out of control, grown too big, just like everything else in government. And as a result of that, the record high numbers, I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but there was a poll, results from which, to which, whether, it doesn't make any difference here, to the bottom line, 72% of you think the government is a greater threat to our country than anything else, than big business, than the people in other countries that would do us wrong, terrorism, that sort of thing. 72% of Americans, this has gone up by 35% since Obama took over, Kenny. So that's something for us to be thinking about, I suppose. Why have we allowed it? Okay, you're complaining, but why are you complaining? What are you doing about it? 888-302-3684, number into the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day. Twitter, and I'm sure we are all a Twitter with the conversations about the NSA. I hope there's some Christmas stuff in there on Facebook as well, Kenny. Are we getting any? It's time for us to give thanks. For example, that Georgia woman who won, she bought one ticket. Wow. Using her family's birthdays, and her lucky number was 7. One ticket. That's it. She won half of the Mega Millions jackpot. Her name is Ira Curry, and she comes from Stone Mountain, Georgia. It's a little bit east, I think, of Atlanta. So she gets a check for about $129 million after taxes. She says, I'm not going to think too much about what to do with the winnings yet. Savor the winnings, madam. The other winning ticket was sold at a store. I think it was not a convenience store. I think it was a gift shop in San Jose, California. And that person has not apparently stepped forward yet. The lady was on her way to work yesterday morning, and she heard the numbers being read. And she knew that the last number they read was a 7. And she said, oh, I picked a 7. 7's my lucky number. So she called her daughter and had her daughter go look at the ticket. She didn't make it to work, as one might expect. God love her. Ira Curry, she's got something to be thankful for. And so have you, I'm sure. Maybe you don't have $120 million or whatever. Isn't it interesting? The headline was, winners of $656 million jackpot. Not that $120 is anything to sneeze at, but $120 and cut it in half, that's $240. Where the hell does the rest of it go? There was $656 million in the pot. The government gets their share, which is a third. You're not going to take it over the 20-year period. So that's just another way of deceiving people. You would get the $656 less whatever you pay in taxes if you took it over 20 years.
Right.
Right. That's how it works. All right. So any congratulatory comments at Facebook or Twitter about the winners of the lottery? Are we all really serious in getting hunkered down into the NSA?
Most of it is about the NSA.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to lay a little of it on us?
Sure. Let's see. Nancy says, thank God for the hopelessly indoctrinated out there. Where would the NSA be without them?
Mm-hmm. hopelessly indoctrinated. Those who believe big government knows best. Whoopi Goldberg is a great example of that. Man, was I appalled. Michael, get that cut from the View that we played yesterday, will you please? I just want to have people hear the beginning of it. I am a fan of Whoopi Goldberg's. Normally like her movies, like her on The View. But to her, all of this is okay because she's not doing anything wrong. She doesn't. She's a victim of the same cloud that most other people or many other people are. That don't understand this is not about whether you're doing anything right or wrong. Remember when I played it in Disgust, or you played, we all listened to the cut, I think it was in the summertime, these two ladies at the airport, didn't we have, well, the Baltimore, I even remember the Baltimore airport, these women were sitting around, was it me? No, I know what it was
you
me.
You were just relating the story.
I was wandering around the Baltimore airport, I saw these two ladies sitting there, and I listened to them, and they were just saying the same thing Whoopi said. Here's what Whoopi said.
You know the NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden, who has been branded a traitor by some people, including me. And a federal judge thinks he's maybe was onto something, because the judge just ruled that the NSA surveillance policies were random, invasive, and most likely violated our constitutional rights. I'm sorry. I don't have any issue, because I'm not doing anything. So you listen and be bored along with me to my phone calls. If this is going to make it easier, now this judge says the government could provide no proof
that one.
Well, okay. How long has this been going on? I know you know the answer, Sherry.
How long has it
this
been
program been going on?
The Bush administration.
The Bush administration. So why has it taken everybody so long, A, to say, oh, there's something wrong with it, and B, you're saying that from Daddy Bush all the way to now, they could find nothing? I'm not sure I believe it.
Well, you don't have to believe it. Where is the proof? Where is the meat? Where is the beef? You should be, you said you were, but Whoopi said, I'm sorry. You should be sorry. Because you don't, you don't get it. Making it easier or not easier, they don't have any proof that anything that they've done has saved us from anything. And here are all of our rights. This is the reason that there is a record high animosity. 72% of Americans think the government is the greatest threat to the United States' existence. The government, big government, is our greatest threat. 72% of the people in the country, according to the poll published on the LBN Alert, 72%. Now, does that tell you something? 888-302-3684, 14 after the hour. This is Thursday's Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best cold season tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Cafe Nashville.
Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angels Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angels Sing was recently judged as family-approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
888-302-3684, the Doug Steffen Good Day program discussing the NSA, comments by Whoopi Goldberg in Focus Now. Mark wants to talk about what she said. Go ahead, Mark, you're on Good Day. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? The black woman, I wonder if she has that same sentiment about people, particularly, you know, black people get stopped on the streets and they get frisked or they get pulled over and searched, and would she feel the same way and say, well, we've got nothing to hide, so the cops pulled me over or they stopped me and checked me out regularly?
Well, I think you've raised that's the question. The question is, what do you understand about the Constitution and rights? You either buy it, you use it, or you don't. And we've been throwing it away, as yep. the statistics show here. Thanks for the comment, sir. Here's Taco's Tony Cruz with former federal prosecutor Fred Tetchy about the finding, the ruling on the NSA.
A federal judge Monday ruling the National Security Agency's bulk collection of phone records violates the Constitution's ban on unreasonable searches, but its decision on hold pending a near-certain government appeal. Where are we on this thing, you think?
Well, where we are is, you know, this decision comes as absolutely no surprise to me. I'm sorry. I thought the NSA's activities were the most gross violation of our Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure I've ever seen, ever. And, you know, James Madison was right. He's, you know, remember him? He's not the guy who invented the ice cream. That was his sister, Dolly. The guy who wrote the Constitution, you know, be wary of the silent and gradual erosion of our freedoms by the government. And that's exactly what this was.
How so, Fred? I'll ask you this just in light of what the critics say of this kind of movement by this particular judge. And that is, people say, look, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care who's listening to me because I got nothing to hide.
But that's not the way it works, Tony. Think about it. Well, how would you like if the police went into every home in the neighborhood at night and went through everybody's desk and got all their papers and put them in a big box and said, the next time we think somebody did something wrong, we're just going to go through it. It's not about whether or not you have something to hide. It's about the fact that the government is not allowed to come into your home and is not allowed to take your stuff without probable cause. I just think it's flat out wrong, and I'm sorry. And don't give me this stuff about how we needed to protect ourselves from terrorism because of 9/11. Looking back on 9/11, prior to 9/11, there were 1,000 red flags, and nobody paid attention. Had they done, and everyone done, quite frankly, what they were supposed to do, it would have been avoided. So I don't think that that's a reason to take away our individual liberties. If you do that, then you've allowed the terrorists to change our government, to change the way our government deals with us, and to take away our freedoms. And not to take away anything from the 3,000 people whose lives were destroyed, their families were devastated. That's worse.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One of the six competitors starting out with Pretty Woman. Listen to this. I think this is such astoundingly good music, Kenny. Crank it up, Michael.
You look lovely as could be.
Can you really think of that? How can you not smile listening to this? Alright, so that was how the sing-off got started last night. Over on The X Factor, Carlito Olivero sang Impossible. Representative examples. I always like to have the contrast if there are two of those shows on the same night. Meanwhile, back to our discussion of the NSA. Here's a talk host named Tom Rose with National Review's Andrew McCarthy. The discussion goes in the direction of the ruling against the NSA and whether it holds up.
Obviously not a big fan of the ruling, and you think it's not gonna hold up.
Well, you know, look, I'm sympathetic to the to the things that have Judge Richard Leon bent out of shape here, but the decision is a lawless decision because and let me remind people, Tom, of what goes on here every time we have a controversial nominee, especially from the right, named to the Supreme Court or a higher federal court. You know how we always get the senators, particularly the Democratic senators, harassing and basically vexing these nominees to promise that they understand Roe versus Wade is the law and that they're obliged to follow it whether they agree with it or not. I mean, that comes up again and again. And that's because the rule of law is not just about the executive branch following congressional statutes. It's also about the principle that lower federal courts are honor-bound to follow the controlling precedents of higher federal courts, particularly the Supreme Court. And this happens to be an instance where there is a Supreme Court decision directly on point that controls the question whether the government can collect this metadata information.
And unlike Roe v. Wade, it's not 40 years old. It's recent.
Yeah, well, it's 34 years old, but, you know, if we're going to go, Judge Leon said, gee, it's awfully old, that case. And I'm thinking, well, the Fourth Amendment's pretty old, too. But this is what the Supreme Court says it says. And, you know, Judge Leon can stamp his feet and say he doesn't agree with the decision and doesn't like the decision and doesn't like the ramifications of it. None of that matters. You know, when I was a prosecutor, there's a lot of things I didn't like, too. But you're bound to follow the law. That's the way the system works. And if we let go of that principle just because in a result-oriented way we like where Judge Leon came out, then what we have is bedlam. So, you know, our system is the Supreme Court can revisit its own precedents. And I suppose there's every chance here that when this matter eventually lands on the Supreme Court's desk, which is pretty certain to happen, it may revisit Smith versus Maryland and decide that it needs to be revisited. In fact, my beef about this is that the Supreme Court's been making up the Fourth Amendment since it goes along, since the middle of the 20th century. So it wouldn't surprise me if it revisited Smith versus Maryland.
Insight Daily Radio. Morgan James, singer and Broadway actress, has just released her debut album, Morgan James Live. While this album is a tribute to Nina Simone, Morgan draws influence from a wide variety of artists and musical genres. We talked with her recently, and she spoke about her influences and her passion for musical discovery.
Well, you know, I think that it's my job to be a student of singing, both of technique and of listening. And my musical taste and influence is ever-evolving and cumulative. You know, when I was a kid, my parents brought me up on a strict diet of 60s and 70s music, so I was brought up on Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then I, on my own accord, when I was about 10, found opera. So I was listening to Don Upshaw and Joan Sutherland, Renee Fleming. And, you know, a great interpreter of song is a great interpreter of song regardless of genre. So I really admire, you know, Ella and Nancy Wilson, Sarah Vaughan, Carmen McRae. Tierney Sutton is one of my heroes in terms of arranging because she really is a part of the band. She's really an instrumentalist with her voice, which I admire. But it's really my job to listen to everything. You know, it's funny because when someone will mention a singer or an artist or a version of a song that I don't know, I feel embarrassed and I immediately go home because I want to know every version of a song that I might want to record or every new artist that sang something really special vocally. It's my job to know them.
Morgan James, vocalist and Broadway actress, speaking about her new debut CD, Morgan James Live. Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Conversational mode on the Doug Steffen Good Day Thursday program, December 19th. Week from today, Christmas will be kaput. Christmas will be over. People will be waiting and wondering and loving and hoping that we can celebrate the end of the year and have a bright new year, new possibilities, new starts. You think the same old stuff will be in the grind? Yep. The budget, it gets ground up and ground up. The White House has greeted the budget deal with caution and with hope. So says the president. Let's hear what talk host Bob Montgomery has to say. He's interviewing here Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana about some of the criticism of the budget deal.
You voted yes on the bill that not too many people say is perfect, but it's acceptable, I guess.
Right, and it is an effort to bring everybody together and to move our nation forward. It reduces the deficit by another $23 billion, which was critical to me, and it brings together both sides.
Your colleague on the Republican side, Dan Coats, said he certainly looked at the plum opportunity to bring at least some level of government together without this crisis-to-crisis mentality for a while, but he just couldn't vote in favor of it because it really doesn't address any of the core issues to that. Is there something to his argument?
Well, the core issues of reducing spending even more and having revenues equal our spending so that we are at a balanced budget, I want to get there too, but we also have to keep the trains running right now. And so if we didn't do this, eventually we'd be back in the place where there might be another government shutdown. And so this gives us the time to get a long-term deal done, a deal that will put us on a path to balanced budgets as soon as possible and to making sure that we get fiscal stability for our nation and certainty for businesses, which we've been hearing for so long.
There are other issues to be decided as well, including an unemployment extension?
That will not be included in the bill. It is something that is being talked about as a possibility for next year.
Good. They're not going to have that. Is that the way you understand it, Kenny? Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day Show. So is that the way you understand this, there is no extension of employment benefits, unemployment benefits.
Yeah, there's no extension, at least not in this budget deal. Mm-hmm. That may be something that they choose to revisit when they go back to work. I think they're done for
back
the year
to
now.
Work?
Well, back to Washington anyway.
One of the things that we pride ourselves with here, the unusual way of presenting the issues, is to have monitored a lot of talk radio and talk television programs, and we do that over the course of the day, the week, the month, and some of the stuff is cumulative or collective. We'll have some interesting things put together for the end of the year. For now, we focus on the budget deal, and here is another radio host named Robert Rees. He discusses with David Frum from the Americans for Prosperity Group about why that particular group is opposed to putting this all together and having the president sign it.
I haven't really been able to take a deep look into this yet, but from what I understand, it's basically going to cancel the sequestration deal and come up with different spending cuts. Give me your thoughts on this.
Well, you know, we think that any deal that increases spending and increases revenue is probably bad for the taxpayers. You know, what it does is it pushes supposedly some tax cuts, revenue enhancements and also some spending cuts off into the future, but in exchange for doing away with some of the sequester cuts that were realized for the last few years. Our view is, look, the sequester isn't perfect. It's not a perfect way at all to mm-hmm. cut spending, but at least it's cutting spending. And to all of a sudden start spending more money over the next few years because they're actually painful cuts is the wrong direction because, you know, frankly, we have a spending crisis.
Yeah, I've been looking at it and going, sequestration was the start. Now let's continue to make some cuts. And instead, now it looks like Paul Ryan saying, well, the sequestration was a wasted way to do it. We're going to make cuts more specifically and stop the sequestration type thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought sequestration was the start.
Right. I think a lot of the American people think that. I think there's overwhelming support amongst the American people to keep spending under control and to stop government overspending. If people are concerned about the types of cuts, again, sequestration is kind of a ham-handed way to cut spending. We should be dealing with the real drivers, which are massive entitlement growth, and undertake some serious long-term entitlement reform. But increasing spending by $60 billion next year to over $1 trillion, it's just not the way to go.
Yeah, and that was the other thing I'm surprised about here. Here we've got Paul Ryan, who's supposed to be a fiscal hawk, announcing that he's increasing spending, that he's supporting a bill or plan that increases spending next year. What is this about? What's going on here?
Well, we're kind of scratching our heads. I mean, Paul Ryan's certainly been a great leader in our view, and has had a lot of great proposals out there on spending and innovative entitlement reform. But, you know, I think what's really important is that, you know, sometimes people get a Washington mindset, and we need to make sure that our members of Congress here in Illinois, and particularly Republicans, know that their constituents want entitlement reform, and especially don't want the sequester cuts to just be blown through.
888-302-3684. All right, so all of this focus on Paul Ryan, Kenny found a conversation that Congressman Ryan had with talk host Charlie Sykes about the criticism that Ryan's getting over his support for this budget deal. So let's listen to Ryan himself.
Let's talk about conservatives and your budget deal, because there's obviously a fierce debate on the right over this budget deal. And you were quoted last week as saying you were taken a little bit aback by the tone of some of the opposition from some of the Tea Party affiliated organizations, and you and the speaker kind of pushed back. So how serious is this little civil war on the right?
I don't think it's that serious. I think John got his emotions got ahead of him a little bit. First of all, when we lost the majority in 2006, many of us who were backbenchers at the time were fighting the earmarking culture, fighting, you know, a lot of problems within the caucus. We lost those fights. Earmarks got out of control. We lost the majority, deservedly so. And I credit the Tea Party with helping us get our mojo back, getting fiscal conservatism back into the Republican Party and helping us get back into the majority much quicker than we otherwise would have. If you remember, I put my roadmap budgets out when we were in the minority during the Bush administration. I had 9 supporters in Congress supporting my roadmap budgets, which did all of the entitlement reforms that you need to do to balance the budget and pay off the debt. And I credit the Tea Party with helping me take a budget that I had 9 people voting supporting to passing it 2 years later with 233 votes in the majority. So I, for one, see these groups, so to speak, particularly grassroots conservatives, as absolutely and just monumentally important to this fiscal conservative effort. Now, the last budget that I passed in the last session of Congress, in 2011 and 2012, those budgets, the highest spending level, the lowest spending level I was advocating in those budgets, those Republican budgets that were excoriated, that were, hit so hard from the left, proposed spending $1.019 trillion for all discretionary spending. Under this budget agreement that I got the Democrats to agree to, we would not hit that spending level until the year 2017. So in 2011, the hardcore Republican budget that the left just pilloried us on.
The end of the world as we know it.
End of the world as we know it. $1.019 trillion. I just got Patty Murray and Harry Reid and Barack Obama to agree to that level, which will not be hit until 2017. Right now, in the next year and a half, they came into these negotiations saying, turn the entire sequester off. No more sequester. I got them to agree to 70% of it for the next year and a half. And this agreement leaves 92% of the entire sequester in place during the life of the sequester.
I thought that was a very good conversation, frankly, and learned a lot, especially in the last minute or so, about what actually this contains. Kenny, did you learn something by listening to that? I had no idea. I mean, you know he's the operative, and I've read some stuff, but it's always better to listen to the source, right? So that guy, Ryan, he's the one who put most of the material together, and the way he explained it makes a lot of sense, to me, anyway.
And he explains it very calmly, which is something that
right.
I do like about him.
Yeah.
He doesn't get flustered. He doesn't get angry. If you don't agree with him, he wishes that you did and explains why he thinks you should.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't.
No
he,
name.
He doesn't get into
either.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't right. get to, so many of these guys just go off the rails, and it's nice to see somebody who you think can work with everybody.
Yeah. Interesting to note that there are a lot of popular Republicans like Marco Rubio and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz who seem to be from that area, that neck of the woods, if you will, the Tea Party side of things. The budget deal, they didn't like it, but it's going to get congressional approval, and it'll be signed. And for those of us who want to have a quiet time for Christmas, here we go. This is our Christmas present. 888-302-3684, 16 and a half before the hour on this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air piano of any kind, it's not cool. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a Casio digital piano for just $349, a Kohala ukulele for just $29, or a pair of AKG headphones for just $19. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Time. At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. Well, one time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. 888-55, whoops, wait a minute, try the right number, Duggar. 888-302-3684. Our discussion about to wrap up here. We have one more piece of the pie from a radio host named Esme Murphy talking to here political analyst Dave Schultz about the way Congress put this deal together, the one that Ryan just explained.
It kind of flew under the radar because it happened sort of so quickly and with relatively little controversy. A budget deal was reached in Washington.
Yes, this was huge because people might remember that when we had the government shutdown back in October, it was an agreement that was very temporary, and it said that we would extend government funding until mid-January, and then the debt deal, we extend the debt limit until mid-February. And what happened this week was really a mini-budget deal that really forestalls, at least for quite a while, I'm going to say at least till October, but I'm really going to say we're not going to see a government shutdown next year, or the budget at least. But it was a mini-deal that undid a small bit of sequestration that's been in place, raised a little bit of spending, but essentially the Republicans and Democrats came to an agreement in the House on a budget bill. But more importantly, what I went with that is that the combination of how it came together was interesting because it was the Democrats along with what you would call the moderate Republicans. And one of the most interesting speeches of the week, when Speaker Boehner basically openly criticized the Tea Party members of his party and basically, said you can't sort of sabotage this deal and risk another government shutdown. And so that, I thought, was a fascinating speech. It's a fascinating shift in politics because this deal was also brokered by, in part, by Paul Ryan from Wisconsin.
888-302-3684. Let's wrap this up by hearing from Ed, who's listening in Virginia, and his negative attitude toward what Congress has done in this budget deal.
This bill and what Congress has been doing for the last couple of decades is generational theft. It's destroying the country. The savings from this bill will not even pay 0.5% off the $400 billion a year we spend on interest on the debt alone. We've got a survival-level threat of government spending out of control. So, like I said, it's going to destroy this country. And people worried about Social Security and Medicare, they're not going to have that within their lifetime. It's going to be bankrupt. So what we've done is we're plundering the production class in this country. Discretionary spending is dropping to all-time low levels as a percentage of GDP, and this is all because we have a group of politicians and ideologues running Washington who are selling favors or corruption for favors, and it's going to destroy this country.
All right, so perhaps, sir, that's why perhaps you were part of this this record-high negative feeling about government. 72% of Americans say the government, our government, big government, is the greatest threat to the future of our country, and I think a lot of the conversations that we hear are representative of that fact. On to a couple of interesting controversies next here on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
After the hour with Ken and Doug on the Dudley Stephan Good Day program, targeting information, announcements, conversation, controversy. There are two, and it's sort of the same old thing, but with an interesting wrinkle. First, let's tackle the conversation or the controversy over whether Santa Claus is white or black. Shall we do that? Here's how is Pat Campbell talking to a caller about the debate that started at Fox, where else, and then went over to CNN about whether Santa Claus is white or not.
Cable TV, cable news has, for the time being, put down the bipartisan bickering over politics, you know, conservative versus liberal, Democrats versus Republicans, and now they're concentrating on something really, really important, the ethnicity of one Santa Claus. Megyn Kelly started all this on Fox when she asserted that Santa Claus and Jesus were white. You know, I heard the most unbelievable thing last night. It was on CNN. I think it was Anderson Cooper had a guest on, a liberal guest. This guy said the most bizarre thing. He said Santa can't be black. He said because if it was a black man breaking into people's houses, he'd be shot. I'm thinking, my God, what a racist. If I said that on the radio, if that came out of my mouth, if that was my joke, oh my goodness, people would go absolutely nuts. But because some lefty loon says it, it's ha ha. No, not really, not so much. If we completely lost our minds, if we run out of anything to talk about, is it time to just turn off the lights and go home? LJ's got a theory.
Hey, I was pretty shocked myself last night. Got in, bringing the kids home from basketball practice, and just kind of winding down for the evening, clicked on Fox, and I see Juan Williams and all right, it's going back and forth. I'm like, Santa, Okay. You know what I mean? And then, so I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe this is just one station, you know.
Yeah.
So I click down. They have the same cotton-picking topic on CNN.
Yep. And MSNBC.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so what is this really about? This is more about them shining a light on something that doesn't even matter.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's to get people off of the true purpose of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What the season is actually about, even when it comes to the ethnic background of Christ or anyone else
right.
of that matter, it gets them off of the actual, the heart of the matter, the purpose of the purpose, the person, the purpose of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of Christ is grace and mercy. Do you need it? Yes or no? Does it matter how it looks? That's it. Now, if you're going to complain about grace and mercy and how it looks,
yeah.
then you have an issue and yeah. you might not yeah. want grace and mercy.
You're
do you need a car? The yeah. question is, yeah. do you need a car? Yes or no? Yes, I need a car. I need transportation. Yeah. I have a pink car for you. Now, it's up to you yeah. to now have an issue with a pink car.
Yeah.
You know, this, I'm Megyn Kelly, I don't care about her one way or another, except that anybody who says that Jesus was white is an ignoramus. Because Jesus wasn't white any more than I'm black. He was a big-nosed Semite. It came from an area of the world where people had dark skin and big noses. So all those pictures you see when you go to Sunday school, I saw them. This fair-skinned, blue-eyed, brown-haired image of Jesus is nonsense. And for anybody to say that and have any credibility, whether she's better looking than Sean, and that's why she's on at 9 o'clock or whatever, whatever it is, it is the height of ignorance to suggest that Jesus was a white man. I don't know, but I think it's the height of ignorance to even bring color into discussions of whether Santa Claus is white or black. Why would you do that unless you're just trying to stir the pot? Okay, to think about it, actually it makes for sort of a fun conversation. Speaking of ignoramuses, this guy from Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson is his name, right?
Yes.
He's the paternal interest in Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty has become one of the most popular things on TV, right?
Yeah, definitely the most popular reality show possibly ever, probably ever.
Really? So this guy is anti-gay, and why he felt like he... Why do these people feel like they have to say stuff like this? Okay, so you got an opinion, great. What are you going to do to your career, you jerk? by saying, and needless to say, A&E... Isn't this on A&E? It is on A&E, yeah. It's on A&E. Has been flooded. Now the GLAAD group and the others that are gay groups are saying, okay, let's look at A&E and see what their sponsorship is. And the guy cuts on now from A&E and says, no, this is a big mistake. Yeah, of course it is. Shut up. 59 past.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.